Hello again, and here I am with the next video on my request list, and it's a life purpose video, which I love to do, because what these videos do is they take your life path, which is 90% your life purpose, but it also merges with it your birthday number, which is a major sub lesson to your life path and needs to be considered when you're looking at what your life purpose is. Now, as I said, the life path is the most important, and the birthday number is saying, yeah, be a five, but also bring in some elements of the spiritual illuminating 11. And when I look at these two purpose numbers together, I see someone who's here to be a master and a specialist. Now, remember, none of these things are going to be easy. They're meant to be difficult, but it's your path of development. So the life path five is here to be a master and a specialist, and then communicate to as many people as possible, verbally or in written form. And then the 11 says, illuminate the world with your wisdom that you've channeled from spirit and your intuition to bring healing to the world. So it's like you're here to communicate and illuminate with your wisdom and your mastery. That is a nutshell of what this person is here to do. But the life path five, the mastery, and then communicating that mastery is the most important element of that. And the 11 is saying, bring some spirituality, some channeling, some new ideas that you've channeled directly, some spirit, some new intuitive ideas, and bring change with what you communicate to others. Now, the five is normally a rebel. They bring the new. They shirk the rules a bit, which often, you know, as they say, rules are meant to be broken. So you've got the five that wants to communicate, to break the rules, to shake the status quo. And then you've got the 11 that says, illuminate people with new messages, new ideas to completely change their outlook. You're an illuminator, but you're here to communicate. And to have a focus and a mastery is really important for you. Now, both the 5 and the 11 are very scattered, airy-fairy, struggle to focus. So what I can see straight away, before I even start breaking down the elements of this purpose, is that the 5 is also very scattered and very, let's look at everything. And the 11 often lives in the clouds and often isn't grounded and finds it hard to focus. So I see when I look at this straight away, the biggest issue is going to be finding that mastery, finding your focus on one idea instead of being overwhelmed by many ideas and not focusing on any one thing. Now, let's look at the life path five primarily, because as you know, that's the most important of your purpose numbers. So the five is here to look at the world, experience as much as they can in order to choose and find their one mastery or their subject, their passion that they can really dig deep into. So fives at first are here to indulge in varied experience, look at the world with the eyes of a child and learn from each of their varied experiences, what they love, what they don't, what they've learned, what they haven't. From each one of those experiences, learn from them so that you can whittle down what is your final specialism, your final passion, your final focus. Now, this is your life path, so it's not going to be an easy thing, because fives are easily bored, and adding the 11 to that means they always want to move on to the new. Prone to brushing over experience and looking on to the next thing, same as the 11, I'm afraid, without any learning or progression. So again, it's what I said about focus and learning from your experience instead of just getting bored and brushing over and, you know, floating around and not necessarily always learning the lessons from your experience. Fives are here to, when they found that passion, which is not going to be an easy thing, to be able to then balance their innate need for variety and adventure, which they'll always have, their innate need for variation and change and adventure, with their need to knuckle down and focus on their passion and mastery, and also consider their family and the people around them. But there's going to be a struggle. You know, first of all, you're going to struggle to find that passion. And then when you found that passion, you might struggle to find that healthy balance between your need for change and adventure and looking to the new and your need for more mastery and discipline and focus on those at home. Now, this is sort of something that needs to be balanced for yours and your family's health. And you're going to find this difficult to do at first, but of course it's something that you can always work on, because you're here to find your passion and focus. Remember I said this isn't going to be easy. Focus on it with discipline to attain not only just progression for yourself, but real personal freedom, because that's what the five is here to attain, real personal freedom, not the freedom that they decide is freedom that actually takes them more towards slavery and you know, because freedom, it's not like doing what you want. You know, you might think it is. It's actually quite weird that it's discipline that brings you the personal freedom that you desire, because freedom is not attained by doing what you want. I know I wouldn't be very free if I did everything I wanted to do. And that's more in the realms of, you know, junk food and, you know, I don't always want to exercise and I often want to eat too much sugar and all that. But we shouldn't do what we want to do, because if you think about it, you know, I want to rob a bank. That's just going to lead you to prison. I want to eat loads of donuts. That's just going to lead you to illness. And then you won't be able to do what you want. So it's important that fives understand what the real meaning of personal freedom. And it comes through discipline and mastery, and that's what brings you real personal freedom. Not necessarily always I'll do what I want, but of course, because this is something that you're here to learn what freedom really is, fives are prone to maybe abusing their freedom, doing what they shouldn't, eating too much, causing ill health or even incarceration, which serves again to remove their freedom. So doing what you want, it's not necessarily freedom. I mean, since when is doing what we want always the right thing for us? I'll leave that with you to think about. You're also here as a five to learn balanced, healthy commitment and dependability. Now, this isn't going to be easy because fives are very airy-fairy. They make promises with intentions to help. They, you know, they don't deliberately lie. Some may, but most don't. But it's remembering that commitment and being dependable to the people around them that fives can struggle with, because they're quite chaotic, uncommitted, like I said, very forgetful. Or, you know, on the other side of the scale, a five can also be very over-obsessed, over-committed to the point of fanaticism. But most of the time, and especially you with that 11 birthday, it shows more that you're going to be more on the chaotic, scattered end of the scale. You're here to learn to act fearlessly. Now, fives are fearful when they're here to learn to be fearless. And they're here to not let others stop them and surge ahead bravely and, you know, help others to do the same. And because they're here to be free, fearless, many fives are fearful and hide behind fantasy movies, read fantasy books or films, but not actually getting involved in any of that adventure themselves. I'm not saying they should get involved in a Hobbit adventure or whatever, but whatever they're watching on TV, it's like they're staying at home on their sofa to experience everyone else's variation and adventure, or reading it in a book, when they should be out there fearlessly looking for that adventure themselves and then helping others to be fearless too. That's another major difficulty of the five, especially when you've got that sensitive 11 tagged on the end of your purpose. You're here primarily to focus your energy and drive, because this is not going to be easy, onto your passion, your mastery, your specialism, with discipline to attain real personal freedom, as I've said. But as I've said, there's going to be a struggle with your ability to exercise focus. The five tends to express their energy in scattered directions, and the 11 sort of exacerbates that in your purpose. You have immense amounts of energy, but often it's wasted unless it's directed in the right direction, if you know what I mean. The social achievements for you as a five are excellent influential verbal and written communication skills. And because, again, that this is something for you to achieve, there's going to be an issue possibly with stunted communication, irrelevant, destructive arguments and dramas. Instead of communicating to progress, sometimes five can find it difficult and end up communicating to cause dramas and upset and you know, things that don't bring progression for them as a developing specialist or master. They're here to develop positive, charismatic social skills so that people will listen to their communication, listen to what they say, read their books, listen to them socially and what they have to say, because fives are here to be communicators. But of course, because fives are here to be relaxed communicators, they can be quite nervous, fearful, negative, wired, uptight, and they're not afraid to argue is a five. The sensitive 11 side of your nature is more, it pulls away from combat, so it might make this element of your life path a little bit mellower, because the 11's really not into conflict and they tend to run away from conflict if they can. Or sometimes fives can not like the conflict, or, you know, cause the conflict and then run and hide and watch the conflict happen but not be a part of it. So that's something for you to watch on, that your social relationships are not packed with drama and conflict and all kinds of stuff, which stops all of you from progressing forward. You're here to learn to be consistently independent due to your focus and smart risk taking. But of course, fives can make, they can make themselves dependent because of unhealthy risks or risks they shouldn't have taken, risks that they didn't run through their intuition first. They leapt and there was no safety net there. And they're actually, fives are really fearful of being dependent, but they often do things that end up putting them in positions of dependence, which is what they hate. And it's up to a five to learn to be more consistently independent with their mastery and their focus, because, as I said, fives are prone to swinging from independence, like cluttering off independently and swinging back to dependence when it all goes wrong, and swinging back and forth, leaving and disappearing and coming back when things go wrong. And it's all, you know, to and fro, back and forth, because of lack of commitment, because of risky decisions. They can't seem to find their focus or take smart risks. And it's their intuition that's going to help them do that, because fives are here to develop their intuition as well. It's really important that you, as a five, you don't listen to others, you don't overthink things, you just follow your intuitive wisdom right from the beginning. Listen to it, follow it, act on it, and know that it's going to take you on the path that you need to go down. Even if it's not what you expected it to be, it's still a path that you needed to go down. And there would be lessons and experiences that you needed to have that you might not always foresee when following your intuition. You've got to challenge others to be fearless when you found your own fearlessness, and expand your own and other people's comfort zone, because, as I've said, you're prone to being stuck in fear, you know, and indulging in pointless drama. And, you know, in order to find some escapism, you know, it's almost like drama to have some fun in the world. Now, obviously, what I've been talking about is the life path five on its own. And of course, you need to consider as well, and watching some of my other videos where I break them down might be important for you. There's also sub lessons to be taken into account. So I've got a few. Now, these birthdays are not exhaustive. That, you know, just because I've got two birthdays, an extra 1, 4, 5, doesn't mean they're the only birthdays. They're just examples of birthdays that will make you a five, but a slightly different type of five. And as you can see, as it goes up the numbers, it gets a bit rarer every time, because to get to the higher numbers in your life path, you know, 41 and 50, you need master numbers in the three elements of your birthday, like 11 or 22. So if you were born, like if you look at the 505, which is the most rare of all the life path fives, 22nd of June is a master number, 22, and 1975 is also a master number. So you add 22 and 22, 44, to the June, making 50. So to get to those higher numbers, you need 22 or 11 in the three elements of your life path. Right. So let's look at the birthday number. So you're a birthday 11 if you were born on the 11th or the 29th to 9/11. And remember, this is the major sub-lesson, which says, yeah, be a 5 and learn all the lessons of the 5 as a priority. But do it like an 11 and bring elements of the wisdom, the channeled wisdom of the 11 into play. Now, remember, the 11 isn't as important as the achievement of the Life Path 5. So this should be 10% your focus. And, you know, it's the 5, the first bit of this video, the first 15 minutes that you want to put most of your focus in. But if you're thinking, oh, which things shall I go? Look at the 11 for some wisdom on the direction to take with your 5 life path, because you're here to have a daily connection with source energy, to have some spirituality in your life. But you know, there are times where some 11s avoid spirituality and actually tip the other way, and actually, instead of being healing personality, they're the opposite of healing. And there have been some people in history that are 11s that were the opposite of healing. We've had some a couple of killers and notorious people in this world that were actually life path master 11s, but because they were here to heal the world, they expressed it in the worst way. They actually, instead of healing people, took people's lives. Now, this is something that is a smaller issue for you because it's just your birthday number. So to support your life path 5, you need some spirituality in your life. And making sure that you're taking notice of all the messages and ideas that you channel from source energy, because this is all going to be a good part of what you communicate, the mastery that you communicate to others. You've got to have the ability to handle, and again, that word focus, because both these numbers struggle with focus. Focus the intense master energy that will hit you daily. Now, it's not as intense as a life path 11, but you're a birthday 11, so there's going to be a certain amount of intense master energy that hits you daily. I know my birthday number is 11-2. I was born on the 29th, so I'm a 2-9-11 birthday number, and even I feel the extra energy that the master 11 brings to me, even though it's not my life path number. So focus is important, and focusing that intense master energy with spiritual practice and visualization to help control that overwhelm and that anxiety and nervous tension that is a potential for someone that is a birthday 11, even though it's only their birthday number. Here to be highly intuitive like the 5, so there's double the need here for intuition. The 5 is here to be intuitive and learn to be intuitive, and so is the 11. So it should be a major focus if you're of your life, if you're a life path 5, birthday number 11. Highly intuitive is important, sensitive to the needs of others with an attitude of service, but also for your life path 5, intuition that you trust for your own decisions, for your own inner compass, so that you trust the decisions you make because you know it comes from the voice within you. But you're going to struggle to focus, you know, like the 5, really struggle enough to make plans. Sometimes there might be, due to your sensitivity and your difficulty at first with communication, there might be a lack of social confidence at times that you need to get past. And your communication might be stunted from your lack of confidence to speak to people. And it's important that you get by that, because you're here to communicate and illuminate. It's important that you build relationships and social relationships so that people will listen to what you say and actually have respect in what you say and what you write in this world. So you're here to learn to nurture the message that you channel. It's important, I think, that as a life path 5, that it's linked to your mastery. And I would imagine your mastery in the life path 5 will have a very spiritual edge because of the 11. And whatever you channel, whatever ideas that you channel, maybe you're a writer and the 11 helps you to channel new ideas, new fantasies, new stories that are fantastical, that people love to read. You know, I can see this combination of purpose, being somebody who writes fantastical fiction and channels, or spirituality, channeling spiritual wisdom from source energy to bring people healing in a very big way. So whether you speak it or write it, you know, you're about illuminating with your wisdom and bringing healing and joy, to nurture the message that you channel and the ideas that you channel, and team build and plan to get these ideas off the ground, because you're going to end up not focusing, and all your wonderful ideas never get out of the starting gate unless you can focus with planning and talking to other people, getting other people involved. But again, you might struggle with focus, you might struggle with sitting down and making plans, and again, lack the social confidence to communicate. You know, you're here to learn to confidently express your uniqueness. And because you're here to be confident in your uniqueness, there's a good chance that you might be underconfident with your uniqueness. And instead of celebrating your uniqueness as a gift, like saying, why am I so weird? Why am I different? Why can't I fit in? Well, you're not here to fit in. You're here to rebel. You're here to shake up the, you know, put a cat amongst the pigeons, and, you know, not be the conformer. Remember, the 11 is change and the 5 is rebellion. So confidently expressing your new way, your new message, your new ideas, your uniqueness is important for you. Now, confidence is going to be an issue. So normally it's underconfidence, but sometimes it swings to overconfidence, submissive or aggressive, crippling underconfidence, craving validation, or over boisterous and making everyone listen to you, when you know that you need to balance that confidence a bit in order to get people to really listen and be interested in what you have to say. You've got to stay focused and manifest your new ideas in reality. Because you have 11 in you, you might channel some unrealistic ideas, ideas that the world isn't ready for yet, healing ideas that we're not evolved yet even to focus on. And, you know, sometimes these unfeasible ideas, you know, you think, oh, and then you push it to the side, and then you look to more ideas because you're living in the clouds all the time. You lose interest quickly on ideas. And, you know, when a new idea comes, you're like, yay, look at it, read it, and then on to the next. So after that initial idea, you struggle to stay focused, and the 5 life path really accentuates that. You're here to be a brave risk taker, be courageous. And remember, the 5 is already fearful. So this doubles your potential. Well, not doubles, it adds, because the 11 is not as powerful as your life path. It adds to your potential to be fearful and to not be the courageous, fearless person that you're here to be, because you're here to take a few intuitive risks, be a bit more courageous, because that's what brings progress. Make courageous, intuitive decisions, take intuitive, calculated risks to progress, and not allow your fears or your underconfidence to stop your progress. Now, that's not going to be easy. It's easy to say, not easy to do. But now you know this is a big part of your purpose to achieve. You're here to learn to be a doer, action orientated. Now, the life path 5 is also here to act and do. But of course, a mixture of things, lack of focus, low confidence, it can all cause apathy, inaction, laziness, procrastination, and can bring on the dependence that the 5 is actually worried about and that they're fearful of. But they've got to learn to be determined to succeed, to use their energy like the 5, with a little bit more focus, and use their healing messages and innovation to help progress them forward, to help and heal people. But again, apathy, lack of motivation, low confidence, negative self-talk from that ego voice that we've all got in our heads that we all need to take control of, can cause us to not do what we need to do in this lifetime. And it's all part of our experience to get over these hurdles, be brave and courageous and do it anyway. And we know, because we trust in the soul within us, that what we're doing is the right thing. More dependable, more getting things done. Now, the 5 already had that too. You remember, the 5 is forgetful and sometimes isn't as dependable as they should be. And the 11 says, yeah, that's going to extend that even more. You might struggle to be dependable to others at times, too chaotic and uncommitted, like the five. So this is an extra issue for you. Unable to focus, chaotic, uncommitted, forgetful. Or on the other side of the scale, where you can be overly committed, overly focused and absolutely obsessed, you can be overly dependable, take on too much and then end up getting angry with others because you've overworked yourself. But for you, it's likely more to be on the chaotic and uncommitted side that that you're gonna slip. But there are times and some people that actually flip towards the over obsessed kind of side, and it's about finding that balance. So dependability and getting things done is going to be an issue for you to get over. A strong inner compass with your trusted intuition. Remember I said the Life Path 5 is here to develop their intuition, to trust themselves and the decisions that they make that come from their inner voice, not only for their inner compass and their decision making, but for assessment of others and how, you know, a lot of 11s can see that someone's sick and can see their issues or problems before they've even acknowledged them. So it's using your intuition to support yourself and your decisions, and using your intuition to help you assess others. But of course, like I said, unconfidence, craving validation from others, could all make you hide your messages and ideas, especially if you think or they're not received well. You know, it's likely that instead of expressing and communicating those ideas, if you're not careful, you'll let low confidence put you back under your rock so that you hide your messages and you don't let people know about your healing ideas. And that, you know, you need to get that out there. Remember, you're a communicator and an illuminator of your mastery. You've got to be happy to shake and challenge people's comfort zones and not hide in the background. You've got to be courageous. Remember, the five is also here to be courageous. So you're going to be more fearful than you need to be a lot of the time, and maybe allow dissension or the opinions of others to stop you when you need to be surging ahead. You know, don't be fearful of dissension from others, and don't hide your ideas and messages. You know, I know that's easy to say and difficult to do, but this is something you really need to get out there. Communicate to illuminate, and do it with your mastery and your knowledge and your intuition, because you've got to be more interdependent. Remember, the fives can swing from dependence to independence and back again. And also the 11 has issues with interdependence, you know, because they have such a big path to lead. They can end up going off and doing their own thing and detaching from others, or sometimes they become over obsessed of the people around them, and they can actually become quite, you know, over the top with people and like really get too involved with their lives, you know, give too much help, or, you know, and then end up ill themselves with resentment and exhaustion because they've given all of their energy to other people and not looked after themselves. And they probably fail to ask for help themselves from other people, and maybe even start blaming other people for their exhaustion when it's them that hasn't had the boundaries. You know, so interdependence is an issue for you, being consistently interdependent. That's independent, but also dependent too. There's nothing wrong with asking others for help, by the way, because, you know, we're all interlinked in every particular way. Balanced assertiveness to demand healthy boundaries on what or how much you will do for others, because the 11 is a healing number. But this is going to be toned down by your 5 life path, because the 5 is more selfish in its way. So it might cause you to, it might water down the 11's tendency to not, you know, go over the top to help others and not look at their own boundaries and end up exhausted and doing too much and not doing enough for themselves. Because 11s, remember, they're here to do something big, even if they're only a birthday 11. So balanced assertiveness to demand healthy boundaries on what or how much they will do to others, because it's important that you're not a shapeshifter, that you're not losing yourself or neglecting your own needs. That's important. You've got to learn to be more supportive of others as well as yourself. You know, it's not just others, but more perceptive, more empathic and supportive in your leadership. firm when needed and fair when needed. The 11 is here to be very supportive leader. The 5's not really down with leadership. They're more about the social laissez-faire kind of attitude. So the 11 is here to be a more supportive kind of leader. So it's going to be the more supportive, relaxed kind of leadership where your people can talk to you and you can talk to them. And you're interested in the people around you, not, you know, sometimes they can be 11s completely distant, uninterested and unsupportive, but they're here to be more supportive of others. So more nurturing and supportive in your leadership, and your fiveness can sometimes make you a bit less supportive, because remember, the 5 is more selfish in their way because they've got to sort themselves out and communicate in order to help others. So it's more help yourself first, 5, and then you can communicate and help others with your communication and illumination. So, you know, the 11 is about service to others, but the 5 says start with yourself and then you can start healing others and being supportive and leadership, lead others in, it's quite a parental kind of way, very supportive, very collaborative, and not the sort of leadership of the do as you're told kind of leadership. You must learn to be responsible to others and the team, because remember, 11s are here to do big things, so they can be incredibly responsible and heal the world, or incredibly irresponsible and hurt people. That's at their worst, because I know we've had a couple of killers in our country that were 11s, and of course tipped totally the wrong way, away from healing towards actually hurting those around them. And disruptive, cooperative drama queen instead of actually communicating healthily to the people around them. And the 5 life path, it's kind of likely to add to the drama queen tendency. So that's something to be very aware of if you're this type. The 5 can be a bit of an argumentative drama queen, and the 11 can too. So this is something for you to really work on so that you're more of a, you know, a useful team player or family member rather than a conflict or drama creator. That's important. You've got to develop, remember you had this in the 5 as well, excellent social skills to widen and deepen your social circle. You need that in the 5 so that you can communicate charismatically to those around you, whether verbally or written, but also you need it in the 11 because you're here to illuminate others and communicate and widen your social circle. But of course, this is going to be difficult for you both in the 5 and the 11, because in the 11, you're easily overwhelmed by noise, chaos and crowds, and the 5 can also be very fearful, tense and argumentative in how they are socially with others. So this is another big thing for them to sort out. They're here to be a skilled, tactful mediator, calm, resolve conflict. Now the 5 can be a bit of drama creator, and then their 11 says no, you're here to mediate that creativity. But oversensitivity, running away from conflict, or even as a 5, being the cause of the conflict could stop you from developing towards the mediator that you're here to be. So as a 5, you're here to not be argumentative, and as an 11, you're here more to be as a mediator of conflict, not a drama and conflict creator. So that's something that's important for you to learn, and of course, because that's what you need to learn, it's something that you find difficult to do, and you may have some drama and difficulty in your life at the moment that you need to be mediating more rather than exacerbating. Develop a balanced need for love. Remember, I said sometimes there can be a struggle between how much you love others or being distant from others, and finding that equal balance to a certain extent in the new world. We all have certain amount of work-life balance issues, but it's important for an 11 especially. Now the 5 can be a bit uncommitted when it comes to their relationships, and then the 11 is also struggle a little bit with their long-term relationships. So for you, long-term relationships might be a little bit shaky at times, because you need to balance your need to for love so that you have good relationship or good long-term relationship maintenance for happiness relationship happiness and longevity, because 11s as well as 5 can struggle to maintain close family relationships. They can either be totally disconnected from family so that they're not really spending enough time or focus on their loved ones, so they're not developing or creating any close relationships. Or in the 11, they can be a bit over obsessed with other people and other people's issues, and this can cause an intense attachment that the person you're attached to won't like at all. And you need to find that balance, so you let them go but also have, you know, that, so you're not overwhelming them but you're not distant from them, a balance between the two, so that people want to maintain long-term relationships with you. But again, as a life path 5, commitment on is going to be difficult for you anyway, and the 11 just exacerbates that struggle with that potential struggle with the successful long-term family relationships. Sorry about that. I hope you really enjoyed my video today. If you'd like a reading in just numerology or numerology and tarot, please contact me via email or contact me on my social media. If you could like my Facebook page, my Soul Explorer Numerology Facebook page as well, that would be good. And follow any posts that I put on there. I'm also on Instagram, LinkedIn, and I'm also on Twitter. So I hope you find this video useful. Oh, and don't forget. Oh, I've put the wrong one there. No, don't forget my tarot channel, okay? Don't forget my tarot channel if you're in the slightest bit interested at all in the tarot. And that's going to be in the description box at the end of this video. So I hope you've enjoyed listening to my video today. And just before I go, I just want to let you know some exciting news. My beginner book, Remember Your Life Plan, has just been released on Amazon. And this gives you a basic grounding in numerology. It's for beginners and people that are just starting out. And it's good for you to read this before you read my other book. So Remember Your Life Plan is for beginners, really. Gives you a grounding in numerology, and it's sort of the level where people would do my foundations of numerology practitioner on Udemy. So that is my first beginner book, and it's just for newbies. This one is for people that are more intermediate. It provides a deeper analysis of the lessons and challenges of your life path and birthday energies, a concise list of your priority and secondary life path tasks, and it gives you a deeper understanding, and it's longer and more detailed analysis for potential numerology readers. And then Remember Your Talents, again, it's an intermediate level course, and it provides an analysis of the lessons of your life path with your talent number, with your expression number. So it shows how good you're going to be at achieving the lessons of your life path and birthday number. Again, a lesson by lesson comparison of your talents to see how easy or difficult each task in your life purpose will be. And again, it's longer and more detailed, and it's more for numerology readers that have a good grounding. And if you have a good grounding, you might want to take my Master Practitioner for Readers on numerology, if you prefer audiovisual or you'd like to do both. Remember Your Motivations is due out soon. I'm working frantically to try and get this third intermediate book of the trilogy out there for you, and I hope to do that soon. So and don't forget, if you want a reading from me one-to-one over Zoom, just send me an email. You might want a one-to-one, an ongoing one-to-one service, in which case you might want to join my channel on YouTube. And if you live in the UK or you're visiting soon, I do shows all over Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire and Berkshire sometimes, with Dear Spirit events. So come to one of our events for a personal reading, or just say hello and purchase one of my books. It's completely up to you. So these are my 3 books, and I hope you've enjoyed my video today. And get looking on Amazon, because I tell you what, to find them quickly, put my name in, Katie Ewers, KatieYoueRS, and then my books come up straight away for you to have a look at. So I hope you enjoy my books, and I hope you've enjoyed my video today. See you soon.